And Jacob rent his clothes, and put sackcloth upon his loins, and mourned for his son many days. And 40 days were fulfilled for him, for so are fulfilled the days of those which are embalmed. And the Egyptians mourned for him 60 days. And they came to the threshing floor of Atad, which is beyond Jordan, and there they mourned with a great and very sore lamentation. And he made a mourning for his father 7 days. And when the people heard these evil tidings, they mourned, and no man did put on him his ornaments. And Moses told these sayings unto all the children of Israel, and the people mourned greatly. And when all the congregation saw that Aaron was dead, they mourned for Aaron 30 days, even all the house of Israel. And Samuel came no more to see Saul until the day of his death. Nevertheless, Samuel mourned for Saul, and the Lord repented that he had made Saul king over Israel. And they mourned, and wept, and fasted until even for Saul, and for Jonathan his son, and for the people of the Lord, and for the house of Israel, because they were fallen by the sword. And when the wife of Uriah heard that Uriah her husband was dead, she mourned for her husband. But Absalom fled, and went to Talmai, the son of Ammihud, king of Geshur. And David mourned for his son every day. And Joab sent to Tekoa, and fetched thence a wise woman, and said unto her, I pray thee, feign thyself to be a mourner, and put on now mourning apparel, and anoint not thyself with oil, but be as a woman that had a long time mourned for the dead. And he laid his carcass in his own grave. And they mourned over him, saying, Alas, my brother! And they buried him, and all Israel mourned for him, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by the hand of his servant Ahijah the prophet. And Ephraim their father mourned many days, and his brethren came to comfort him. His servants therefore took him out of that chariot, and put him in the second chariot that he had. And they brought him to Jerusalem, and he died, and was buried in one of the sepulchres of his fathers. And all Judah and Jerusalem mourned for Josiah. Then Ezra rose up from before the house of God, and went into the chamber of Johanan the son of Eliashib. And when he came thither, he did eat no bread, nor drink water, for he mourned because of the transgression of them that had been carried away. And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days, and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven, and speak unto all the people of the land and to the priests, saying, When ye fasted and mourned in the 5th and 7th month, even those 70 years, did ye at all fast unto me, even to me? We have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned unto you, and ye have not lamented. And she went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept. They are like unto children sitting in the marketplace, and calling one to another, and saying, We have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned to you, and ye have not wept. And ye are puffed up, and have not rather mourned, that he that hath done this deed might be taken away from among you.